And ladies and gentlemen, we can all agree that America has helped nations around the world for many years through its foreign aid programs and by sharing information, resources, and technology with other countries and by contributing greatly to the ever-growing global economy. While bearing these facts in mind, I feel it's time for Americans to start looking out for the well-being of our fellow Americans and also America's economy. It's time to reestablish our manufacturing base, retrain people in accordance with modern manufacturing standards, and permit American industries to compete with manufacturers from around the world. From the responses I receive from my commentaries, many Americans agree that other countries are modernizing their industrial base at a faster pace than America, and they would like to see that change. We have to understand that employment opportunities like office and management, accounting, sales, research and development, shipping, and other jobs all rely on a strong manufacturing base. Without upgrading our industrial operations, employment opportunities will not grow and our economy will remain stagnant. The first step toward making change happen is when we go out of our way to purchase American-made products. Remember, every dollar we spend on American-made products benefits American businesses and American workers and adds to the well-being of America's economy. This week, someone told me that he went out to buy an air conditioner at a major store. He found that many countries' products were represented, but not one air conditioner was made in America. Well, how long can that continue? As recently as 20 years ago, most air conditioners and other electrical products were made right here in the USA. And I certainly believe now more than ever that it's time to change what is happening in the USA and set an aggressive goal of at least 50-50 balance between imported and domestic-made products in stores throughout the United States of America. If we all get into the habit of looking for, asking for, and buying American-made products everywhere we shop, business owners will get the message and change will begin to happen. I'm encouraging you to be more mindful of the well-being of American workers and their families, so when you go to the store, pick up the product, look where it's made, ask the sales clerks if they have something made in America, and also discuss your concerns with them. We need to get the message out and continue to buy American-made products so we can keep Americans working. This is Michael Blihosh, and as always, I appreciate hearing from you. I welcome your comments and suggestions, and I ask that you spread the word to others. You can email me from my internet site at michaelsupportsamerica.com. That's michaelsupportsamerica.com. Or log on to americanworkersneedyou.com.